if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hey, Tiger fans. Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm doing good. How are you?
That's just going to be my answer for a whole.
You're just
going to
laugh, okay?
Well, including the fact that I'm still having issues with the black Jeep, and now
what?
And my mechanic's actually away for 3 days.
Oh
and
no!
Now on my way over
you
here.
You know that's impossible.
On my way over here, yeah. I started to have issues with the red one.
The one you're in today?
Uh-huh.
What kind of issues?
It's a wheel sensor that causes it to slip. I had one or two of these replaced. This vehicle has like 17,000 miles on it.
Oh, no.
I had one or two of these replaced before, and I think that's it again. So.
Well, I'll tell you, the stuff I was having with my car had to do with sensors.
Yeah.
Sensors do things and make your car do all sorts of weird crap.
Well, sensors are a wide-ranging topic. And,
oh, I know. You can't just go, that light stands for this.
No, I've had numerous experience with sensor issues, some of them in really bad places. Like, the worst one was when I was going down the New Jersey Turnpike one time. There's six lanes, and I'm going, 80 or whatever in the left lane. And it just stops. The vehicle just stops. Going 80 in the left lane with all six lanes of traffic filled.
No way.
I somehow wove my way as it was slowing to a stop over to the margin and got off the highway, got in the breakdown lane. I don't really know. You know, this is completely unrelated to anything. I had this idle thought the other day. Do you have any regrets from growing up as a child? We have a million things to get to, but growing up as a child, in terms of things that your parents wanted you to do that you didn't do?
I was a pretty good kid.
What happened?
I was a good kid. I went with that rule, you know, when you turn 18, you can do what you want. Now, when I turned 18, but I was a good kid until I felt like I was allowed to do what I wanted.
Alan from Belton says, that's why I own a 64 Chevy Nova. No sensors in that, baby. Exactly.
I swear that's what I said to my one mechanic.
I said you were going to get a
79 Camaro with no sensors and no computer and just drive it.
No, I mean things that they wanted you to do, like they forced on you, like music lessons.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No.
You never had to take music lessons?
No.
I did.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
No, they didn't make me do that stuff. Now, I did start working at the bakery at 14, so.
Well, I regret.
Child labor.
Yeah, child labor. I regret not, that would be my regret, like not sticking with that. That'd be my regret.
With something like that, huh?
Yeah, because I hated it then.
Could probably be real good at it if you stuck with it.
Yeah, and
by now.
But I hated it then. And for a while, for a short time, it was piano. And I hated this piano teacher. There were numerous times I thought about killing him.
that's a good sign that you shouldn't do it anymore. When you start planning their death, it's time to get away.
I hated him, and I hated this whole thing. And then one time, they had this show that I had to take part in.
Oh, no, like a recital?
Yeah, recital.
Oh, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, recital.
Oh, that would have sucked.
Yeah, and they wanted me to play. I was supposed to play, what the hell was that song? It was some hideous old song from like your grandparents' age. Three coins in a fountain or something like that.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. They wanted me to. That's what I was supposed to play.
That's what Steve Martin sung on the bus.
Yeah.
I
could only play like three songs. The one they wanted me to play, the one I was supposed to play, and the one I was supposed to practice all the time, that three coins in a fountain thing for the recital.
Yeah.
And the one I favored, which was Smoke on the Water.
You played Smoke on the Water at the recital?
Against the, no one knew that except me. Against the wishes. That was my final day playing piano.
Oh, that was the last time. Yeah, Did they know what it was?
No, my final day playing piano was dun, 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 dun. I could only do two things. That was it. That's when it all came to an end. It's like the day I told the orthodontist that the braces were over. I was fine. I was fine until like first grade. And then it all turned. I was like the nicest, quietest kid.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's figure out what you're saying.
Until like the first grade.
You were the nicest kid till you were six.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. However old you are. Then it all changed.
You became a demon spawn.
then it all changed. It was around that same time, like the orthodontist thing and everything else. You know, because I had like the childhood braces. My teeth were always straight. This guy always claimed that it was a spacing issue. You know, it was a spacing issue. They were always straight, that it was a spacing issue. And every time I would go to him, you know, he would twist the pliers and tighten those things. I hated that.
Oh, yeah,
that.
I'm sure that hurt. I always told that hurt.
I hated that. Every time I would go, it was always the same story. It was always next time.
And next time they'd be off.
Right. And so I went in one day and I said, "Oh, the braces are coming off today." I was like, 11 or something. I was like 11. I said, the braces are coming off today. And he said, I'm sure that, you know, I'll look at them and I'm sure that, you know, soon. I said, no, you don't understand English? English, second, third language, the braces are coming off today. What part of that don't you understand? I was 11 years old. That's what I was saying. You're taking them off today. I was done.
Did he take them off?
Yeah. He took them off. I was going to break his arm right then. I mean, I was done. I was done. I was literally done. It was like, it was around that age.
You didn't go ask your mom.
Yeah, it was around that age.
In the waiting room.
Yeah, I didn't care about any of that. It was around that age that I stopped doing all of those things that I was like being commanded to do or demanded to do. This guy was nothing but a thief. I mean, nothing but a thief. He was taking money from my parents and everything else. That's what he was doing. Nothing but a thief.
That's why he did it.
He wanted you. Hey, listen, if I hadn't done that, I'd still have those braces on.
He'd still be tweaking them.
Right, I'd still be wearing them. He'd still be screwing them tighter with the
next month.
With the pliers every month.
Maybe next month.
Yeah. Tech said, drove an 80 Chevy Mazda from Athens to Savannah for 5 years with no sensors. Yeah, sensors are a problem.
Yeah.
And many of these sensors, like for me, in that particular vehicle, it was a cam sensor. And you get like a lot of mechanics that don't even know what the hell it is. You know, now you shows up on screenings, but then it didn't necessarily. And you're talking about like basically a matchbox sized thing, mostly made of plastic. And one of the problems is if it's in the wrong place in the wrong engine, they get hot and they melt.
All the sensor stuff is just a stump, so that you have to go trust somebody to charge you a bunch of money.
So all of that.
It's crazy.
You know, I'm listening to Kwok and Ben on my way in, right? And by the way, they're doing a great job. And they're talking about NIL, and a caller named John calls in. And you know, John has a daughter who apparently is may or may not be benefiting from NIL. I don't know exactly, but I'm going to get to this later. This is not going to be the start of the show. I'm going draft at the start of the show. But John says, you know, well, this is basically the American way. You know, it's the free market way.
Free
you know,
market.
Let's wait 5 or 10 years and see what it looks like then. Are you crazy? I'm sorry. Are you watching now? In 5 or 10 years, there's not going to be anything left to return to. This is an unmitigated disaster. No one favors free market solutions and rah, rah, rah America more than me. But this is not working. Hello? It's not working in any way, shape, or front. These kids all benefit. The issue that was ignored in this all along is that athletes have always benefited immensely from going to college and capitalizing and growing and coaching and advertising their wares and everything else. The NCAA desperately needs somebody who can protect the sanctity of their operation in front of a tribunal of Congress people. You need somebody who can argue that we should be able to run our business with the amateur model, which is what they always claimed and which they have always been allowed to run. From the beginning, I have said, you cannot institute NIL and free one-time transfer at the same time. That was the dilemma from the beginning. You cannot have both those things operational at the same time. You can't go from nothingness to, oh yeah, wild, wild west, do whatever you want. You can't do it. And one immediate solution, it's more complicated than that, Texter 47 now. He says, tell Justin Ross that. It's more complicated than that. Yeah, guys get injured. That's what insurance is for. Guys have issues. That's what it's for. I have a newsflash for you, Texter 47 now. You don't make the rules based on the outliers. The rules have to protect the majority. And, oh, yeah, by the way, if you kill the frigging golden goose, there will be nothing to come back to. Keep going the way you are, and there will not be any amateur athletics, and none of you will be making any money at all. Because this is not sustainable. Already we know this. This is not tracking in any sustainable way. It is utterly laughable for anybody to defend this at this point. But one thing is clear to me, you cannot have free one-time transfer and NIL. Just as a starting position, you can't have those two things. You cannot have those two things at the same time. So here would be my one instant fix for some of it. You get one or the other. Take your choice. That's not enough. These problems are completely out of control. We have gone from rules and restraints and amateur athleticism to the worst form of professionalism. Totally unregulated professionalism with no laws that anyone is forced to abide by. It's not sustainable. It's not workable. It's also going to completely redraw the map of college athletics. Now, and if you didn't, if you thought you had no balance before, you're going to wind up with no balance at all. Money will dictate everything moving forward. Will dictate everything moving forward. But you can't do both. That's one instant fix to it all. You can't do both. You get one or the other. You get one or the other. So in other words, you can absolutely choose to transfer. You can no longer benefit economically from your transfer. And so there wouldn't be any Addison going from Pittsburgh to USC. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Jordan. You can go from Pittsburgh to USC. You just can't make a penny legally. You can't have, from any sort of workable business model, you cannot have that. You cannot have a guy who's going to leave one school and go to another because he's going to be allegedly paid $3 million. And, oh, yeah, it seems clear to everyone involved. And, again, I can't speak to it because I wasn't there, but it has been suggested from top to bottom, east to west, that tampering has been involved here, that this is a clear tampering situation. Again, I can't speak to it. I wasn't there, but the timing of it is rather suspicious. You know, and I'll tell you this. You have these clowns like Rick Neuheisel. Rick Neuheisel had issues with laws when he was coaching, with NCAA policies while he was coaching in multiple places. I'm listening to satellite radio the other night. Rick Neuheisel is on tomorrow.
Yes.
And Rick Neuheisel said, and I put the quote up there, but Rick Neuheisel said tomorrow is the last day to get in to be in the officially in the transfer portal. He said, so it's time for all the schools to check their traps. This guy actually said,
check their traps. Right,
it's time for all the schools to check their traps. What do you suppose he meant by that? It's pretty obvious what he meant. What he meant is that we're in a world full of cheaters. The tampering is going on all over the place. That's what he's saying. He wasn't saying, well, we'll wait to see once these players get in there who they'll pick. He even added more that further confirmed his view. But he said it's time for schools to check their traps. In other words, clearly stating, without actually saying it, that tampering is going on all throughout college football. You cannot have lawlessness with 18 to 22-year-olds. I'm sorry, you can't. This isn't the real world. No one's forcing you to go to these universities. The reason you have gone for time immemorial is because you benefit from it. Therefore, ergo, if you benefit from it, then maybe you don't need to benefit from it to an unchecked degree. If you're such a hotshot, then you don't need the university. Just go out on your own and make your millions. Otherwise, there's got to be some sort of adherence to amateur policies, and the NCAA desperately needs to fight for their rights. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break.
If you have sinking concrete around your home, Canty Foundation Specialists can lift and restore your concrete to help eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. We level concrete driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia using a proven polyurethane foam injection solution called PolyLevel. With PolyLevel, we can quickly restore the appearance and safety of your concrete without the mess or cost replacement of traditional mud jacking. Call today, 1-844-333-7354.
If you're looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
A Clemson original, the Tiger Sports Shop has been the number one destination for Tiger gear, apparel, and gifts since 1974. The Tiger Sports Shop helps you wear your Clemson pride on your sleeves with two convenient locations that are still family run. We are your excuse for a visit to Clemson and a must-do on game day. The Tiger Sports Shop, born out of necessity, fueled by passion. We are the place for all Clemson gear and merchandise. Open 24/7 at tigersports.com.
The magic to saving fuel costs at home is right under your feet. Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat, cool, and provide hot water to your home. There's a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on Water Furnace Geothermal Systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call 735-8081. Water Furnace. Magic right under your feet.
Hi, folks. Quok here to tell you about our friends at PhD Weight Loss. Now, normally when I talk about PhD, I talk about my own weight loss journey, where I dropped 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and I've continued to drop weight incrementally in the maintenance phase, where I've learned ways to eat and ways to think about food that have helped me create a sustainable model for myself through the rest of my life. It's incredible what those folks do. Many of you know how incredible they are because you too have tried PhD and you love it. You know that Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have helped you lose 9 pounds, 7 pounds, 5 pounds, 3 pounds, whatever it may be per week. You've started to take the plunge and you know what I know, that this is a great way to live the rest of your life. But there's one more reason to love PhD. Right now, we're proud to announce that PhD Weight Loss is the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers and their fans. It doesn't get any better than that. I can't think of a more excellent pairing than Clemson Athletics and PhD Weight Loss. Go Tigers!
It's time to discover the perfect gift at Turner's Jewelers. You'll find dazzling jewelry guaranteed to make her smile on a special occasion or just because. Stunning silver and gold, gems and diamonds, earrings, watches, and so much more. Choose a wedding band as beautiful as she is and as bold as you. Plus, Turner's can custom create any piece for your lifestyle. Find the sparkle in every moment online at turnersjewelers.com or stop by Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Spring is here and grass is growing. Be ready with a Skag mower from Landscaper Supply, the number one Skag mowers dealer in the Carolinas. See our selection of Skag commercial and residential mowers at one of our Landscaper Supply stores. So shop our Skag mower selection this spring or get service on your current Skag mower. Landscaper Supply provides all your landscaping tools and equipment. Easley, Greenville, Greer, Anderson, and Simpsonville. Online at landscapers-supply.com.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Every pitch, every at-bat, and every game, we have you covered. We're the flagship station for Clemson baseball. 105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar.
Sunday, kids, all of you, them walk down and don't say nice things to them girls. like diamonds and pearls. They keep all the girls around the world. Oh, this is real when I'm shaggy with a combination of diamonds. Flip this one for your musical disc.
Yeah, little angel. We are back. Yeah, again, Tess said, Walt, that's brilliant. One or the other. I love that, exclamation marks. Tess says, NIL is going to get government intervention, in my opinion. Do you think there's any of that going on now to regulate all this crap? Tess says, how are you supposed to coach a team when they can be poached by another team at any moment? At least have a specific time someone can transfer. Whole system's broken. Tess says, Baz, I hate it. The good guys like Dabo can't succeed under this mess. The NSA, you've got to tamper and cheat to keep up. Sad. Texter 651 on the Ross comment says, I love the guys who say, what about Ross? Like, what happened to him is less problematic than what happened with the Pittsburgh wide receiver of the weekend. One of them challenges the very integrity of the game itself. Exactly. Exactly. That's the dilemma. And so, if you missed it, my one immediate suggestion, and this is not a suggestion I'm making for the first time. I actually said it way back at the beginning of this because I had real concerns about the direction that alleged amateur athletics was heading in. And Keith, I'm coming to you in a second. But you one simple fix to some of it, not all of it, because we're completely out of control. But one simple fix to some of it is you can't have both. Here's your choice. You can either make NIL money or you can transfer, but you can't do both. So in other words, Jordan Addison can transfer to USC if he wants. He just can't benefit from it economically. There's no way you can have both and prevent tampering. It's impossible. You can't have both those things and prevent tampering. It was dumb. I don't know how you didn't see this coming. Other than, quite honestly, we live in a stupid world. We live in a stupid world. And right now, I mean, college athletics is completely out of control, much more so. You know, if you wanted to be a professional entity, there was a way to do it better than this. If you want to forget all the amateur stuff for 18 to 20-year-olds and just make it a pro sport, there's a way to do it better than this. Because I have a newsflash for you. All those pro sports, the actual ones, they all have rules. We have people who are benefiting from financially from lawlessness and are attempting to defend it, which is just ridiculous. This notion of let's just play it out and see what it looks like in 5 to 10 years. No need. It won't be here. Keith, how are you?
Walt, what's happening, bro?
How you doing, Keith? Appreciate you getting in.
You know what? You know what? It's been a while since you and I talked.
About time.
Yeah, but check this out. I am so sick of Jerry Jones, man. As a Cowboy fan, I'm sick of him. Now, the draft pick you take at the first round, you took a tackle from Tulsa mm-hmm. when the center from Iowa was sitting there. I was like, take the dude from Iowa. But you take a tackle that had like 16 penalties last year. And the Cowboys' offensive line was bad with penalties last year anyway.
Well, you know, Keith, I'm glad you brought this up. Let me pull up your draft here, and I already have your grade in front of me, and your grade is A-. So that's my grade for your Dallas Cowboys. See, you don't need to worry, Keith. You actually have drafted well in recent years, in large part because guys have fallen right in your lap. I had Tyler Smith as a round one tackle. I think he is a tackle. Okay. He's big. He's athletic. He's tough. He's nasty. He plays through the whistle. Look, does some of that need to be reeled in? Yeah, he committed too many holding penalties, and he had too many personal foul-type penalties. Yeah, it needs.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Right. It needs to be reined in a little bit. But you know what, Keith? I'd much rather start out with a guy that has all the physical tools who's too aggressive versus one who has less physical tools and isn't aggressive by nature. This guy can be molded, and you got to realize you have a developing left tackle situation, which I think you know, and that's still the most important position. So I like the pick of Tyler Smith, but let me go through this with you for a second because there is some risk. You've done this before. You've taken risky guys. You've taken guys off significant injuries. You've taken, you took Randy Gregory with his issues. You've taken some guys who have issues, and you did it again. More so than Tyler Smith, your next pick is the one that really has the issues. Because I thought Sam Williams is a talent. This dude had 12 sacks in the SEC last year. He's not great against the run. He needs to get bigger and stronger in that regard. But the vast majority of NFL teams, I think, didn't even have him on the board because of his off-field baggage, which is significant. As a player, he has great talent. Mm-hmm. We'll find out how that all works. I love the third-round pick of Jalen Tolbert, the wide receiver. I think Tolbert's going to be one of the steals of the draft. I love that pick. The Jake Ferguson of Wisconsin, I like that pick, the tight end in the fourth round. Matt Wolesko, round five, the first pick there. I like him. There were some who thought Wolesko could be in the top 100, so you got him in round five. You got Damone Clark in round five. This, again, goes back to the risk thing. Damone Clark would have been an early second-round pick, but he has this spinal issue that you just don't know. You don't know about he got one of his own guys, Ridgeway from Arkansas, at the end of round five. Ridgeway is a big physical guy at like 330 pounds, defensive tackle.
Yeah.
So you took some risk, and we're going to have to wait and see what the risk guys look like 2 or 3 years from now. But all told, I sort of like your draft. I think you desperately needed offensive line help. And one of the things that happened was I think had Kenyon Green been there, I think you would have taken him. I think had Zion Johnson been there, I think you would have taken him. But Tyler Smith was there, and that's exactly the range I had him going. In fact, I think I had him going 26 to Tennessee, so I had him going right in that range.
The reason why I was saying that because, man, I'm thinking with that pure center that we need, man, it makes a difference in the running game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, I never thought Dallas and Linderbaum were a match because Linderbaum's 293 pounds, and I just don't think he fits that profile of what Dallas is looking for at center.
Oh, okay. But like I was saying, I was just questioning. I'm like, okay, we didn't draft him, and then right after our pick, what the Ravens taking?
Yeah, the Ravens moved back into round one and took him. Yeah, they did. Yep. And we'll see how that works. We'll see how that works out. It's always good talking to you, Keith.
Yeah. All right. Hey, take care, Will.
Yep, thank you. Let me get to Jason. Same topic, draft. We're going to get to a lot of the draft, what happened. I have grades on every team. I'll tell you why I graded as I did. And we did talk about some of the lunacy of the draft, too. Some of the things that have been said post-draft, including by the Fired GMs Club, Ramona. They're active again. The Fired GMs Club, who never got anything right as a GM, never got anything right before this draft, are now trying to portray it like they had something right during it, which is utterly laughable. Jason, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for getting
in. Yeah, I just, real quick on the Ross thing and where we're going with college football. I mean, to me, I find it laughable. You've got like a group of like writers and people on TV and social media. And the funniest thing to me, I don't know if you've noticed this, but they typically worship at the altar of the NFL. And the NFL, and I love the NFL. I love pro football. The NFL is the most ruthless meat market ever designed for humanity. Okay. It chews you up, spits you out, and you're done. Bye. And I just find it hilarious that someone, say, like a Mina Kimes, who, by the way, is a Seahawks fan. You talk about a rogue gay organization. But otherwise, she's a Dalai Lama and wants nothing but human enlightenment. You know what I mean? I just, it's like these people that we're supposed to take our cues from are so see-through. And these casual observers who have screamed for years and are doing their best to basically ruin the sport of college football, which everyone in our region down south agrees is the best thing known to humanity. It's just so ridiculous. But, and look, I love Justin Ross. But, man, what happened to him is bad injury luck. What happened with the Pittsburgh kid going to Southern Cal, allegedly for millions, that's a threat to the integrity of college football itself, okay? And it's not on the same level at all. But, hey, let me – I know you're going to get the grades, but I did have one quick question for you.
By the way, I think you're 100% there. I think that's 100% accurate. The other attacks the sanctity of the game. There will always be guys who things don't work out for when you're talking about a game like football. It's just, it's going to happen. And you hope it doesn't, but it's going to happen. But the other attacks the integrity, the sanctity of the game. You can't run a sport if that's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, to me, they're not synonymous at all. And so, but I was going to ask you, and I'm a huge Niners fan. Is Trey Sermon that bad after 1 year where the Niners had to get desperate and draft the LSU kid in the third round? I mean, of all the people, you'd think the Shanahans don't need to use a third round pick on running backs. Were you shocked when that happened? Because otherwise, I kind of felt like a lot of their picks made sense, and I love the pass rusher out of Southern Cal, but that just shocked me. I was wondering what your reaction was when you saw that.
Well, for one, this thing is not moving for me, so I can't pull up your draft right now. Who was the back? I can't remember who you took. Who was the back?
It was, I'm drawing a blank. It's the kid with the hyphenated name from LSU, Price Davis,
okay.
I think.
Okay, yeah, Davis Price. Well, you know, he was a guy who, I think leading up to the draft, people became more and more interested in because he's physical, he runs hard, he tested well. There was a lot to like. There's also a feel that, you know, he's not one of these guys who carried the ball 1,200 times in a college career, so he has a lot of mileage on him. I actually think he's going to be a very good player, and so I'm not that troubled by that pick. You're not going to have – with rare exception, you're not going to have any more workhorse backs in the NFL. You're going to have sort of backfield by committee. So you need more than one running back. I don't mind that pick, actually.
Okay. And I mean, they do need to replace Mostert. He obviously went to Miami, and he could never stay healthy. But, you know, I love what Elijah Mitchell brought as a rookie. And I was just curious, man, they took a third rounder with Sermon last year, and he basically did nothing as a rookie. So maybe this is a replacement for Sermon.
It's possible, but again, you know, I think you. I also think you get to a point in the draft where you're just taking the best player available to you, and they may have felt that. Listen, I debated whether to put him in the top 100 players or not, and I thought he was worthy of that. It's just the question for me was how much was the NFL going to value running backs this year? And I actually hit on a couple of the running backs they took, For example, one of the guys I put in my top 100 that I don't think the college football world or the draft world at large was thinking of in that regard was Rashad White, the running back out of Arizona State. And the reasons I put him in the top 100 were he's a 210-pound back who ran a 4.45 or whatever he ran. But he also had nearly 50 catches this year. And I think that's one of the ingredients the NFL is looking for. And I think it's notable that amongst the group of backs that was selected in the top 100, at least two of them, actually more than two, but at least two of the 50 to 100 group were James Cook of Georgia and Rashad White of Arizona State. And what they both have in common is they have great hands catching the ball. And I think that's really what the league is moving to. And we don't have a lot to go by in terms of Davis Price in that regard.
Yeah, and I just real quick, I'll get off here. Walt, if you have a chance, I'd be curious. I'm actually intrigued by some of the Niners' undrafted free agents that they were able to pull in. So I think they actually did a good job aftermarket as well.
Yep. Yeah, I'll go over to after Jason. I appreciate the call as always. Thank you. Seminole Ted, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. You know, I also want to, we'll talk about this a little later. I think it's the greatest round 7 I've ever seen. round seven. And there is one surprising team for me when I did the grades, because I have one A-plus that I wasn't really expecting until I looked over their whole graph. I'll get to that later. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap's the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor who has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. They've helped almost everybody here at the station. They've been serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. It's Gilstrap Roofing, 864-269-1232. Or online, gilstrapproofing.com. As always, tell them I sent you. We're late. Quick break. Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener text, Walt, I own a small business with an aging workforce. Does Gary do any one-on-one pre-retirement planning with employees or council owners on how they may help out?
Great question, Texter. I was an HR professional in manufacturing for over 20 years before I started this gig. I do both one-on-one pre-retirement planning for companies as well as helping owners find a way or ways to help both the employee who may be working on past 65 and the company group remaining on the company group plan. Please give me a call today. I will come and meet with you to brainstorm. 864-307-8484.
There you go, business owners. Gary can help you and your employees who are considering their Medicare options. Give him a call at 864-307-8484. You will thank me later.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
If your family is faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need and how to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and his office staff are here to help you through each step of the legal process. Call for your free consultation, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with attorney Nick Lavery today.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake Communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
I've been working here at the Roar for over 5 years, and I'm proud to tell you about the Max Life Change 6-month program because I'm on the program myself. If you're struggling with sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, low energy levels, or you just want to lose some weight in a manageable way, this message is directly for you, and the Max Life Change 6-month program can help you get there. Doing the program, I personally had a chance to see the Max Life Change team in action. They really put their clients through a VIP experience. The program itself is amazing because it combines all the things you need to get healthy under one habit-changing service. You'll be placed on a unique blend of nutrition, dietary, supplemental, and fitness changes, and you get paired up with a live team of health coaches to make sure you go all the way. You can't lose with the Max Life Change 6-month program. I highly recommend them.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334. Online at maxlifechange.com.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers are back home inside Doug Kingsmore Stadium as they play host to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. This storied rivalry is renewed, and the Tigers look to take care of their arch rivals at home. Broadcasts will begin at 5:30, 2:30, and 12:30, and you can catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Your Clemson football destination. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walter Tula Road Rage, we are back. Ramona, I have more sad news to share with you. Coach Edge passed away in the last few days.
What?
Yeah, this is the third listener.
No, you're kidding.
And, you know, I've had these bad streaks before. I've had them in, with every age group. I mean, there was one time in a... In like a 10-day period, I lost three listeners under the age of 30. And Edge was too young. I've been given some of the details, but I don't know all of them. But it sounds like a tragic accident, not an auto accident either. And regardless, you know, a friend of the show, a friend of mine, and going... A friend of many of yours, gone way, way too soon. So our thoughts and prayers are certainly with his family. It's unimaginable. So, I'm getting tons of draft questions. I'm going to answer them. Several Ted and Robert come right to you. David from Williamson says, why did Justin Ross drop so much? Can you grade Chicago's draft? Yeah, David, I'll get to Chicago in a little bit. In terms of Justin Ross, look, it's two things. It's the nature of his condition, and it's that his RAS score, the relative athletic score, was, this is just the reality of it, was 2.64 on a scale of 10. That relative athletic score, the RAS score, is actually being utilized. It was started by an ex-military guy, and it's actually being utilized by NFL teams today as a measure of athleticism. To give you some example, Kingsley Enagbare, who ran poorly and suffered in the draft as a result, ran like a 4.89, had a 1.72 10-yard split. Unfortunately, Justin had a 1.76 10-yard split, and the relative athletic score was 2.64. So it's the injury history, and it's that score. And so was I surprised at that? It's the medical condition history, let me rephrase, and that score. So was I surprised at that? Not really. The Goodrich thing surprised me more. Because Goodrich came off a really positive season. Now, he didn't run well either, and the concern with him was makeup speed, but I still thought off of the season he had that he would be drafted by somebody. I did not
think about undrafted free agent with him. I thought that somebody would take him. I didn't know if it would be, but I thought the cornerbacks in general slid as a group, and there were some really talented guys who were left on the board. Part of this is COVID. This draft was really deep. There are seventh round receivers in this draft who ran 4.3 and who have ability. So that was the situation. But the one I was more surprised by was actually Goodrich. Seminole Ted. Ted, how are you?
I'm doing good. Sorry to hear about Coach Edge. I always enjoyed his calls. Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, I'll be quick. You know, the Dolphins didn't have that many draft picks this year, picking up Tyreek Hill. Yeah, they had a 3, a 4, and 2 7. I got to admit, I was not even really excited about the draft this year. And I think part of it had to do with it. We didn't have any first or second round draft picks. And there were no big name quarterbacks going in the draft. I just didn't have an overall level of care this year in the draft. But, you know, all in all, I think we did okay. I got to like getting Tyreek Hill, even though we still have Tua. But that's another topic. But if you would you grade the draft? And do you take into account big trades like that in a draft? And I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. Yeah, I mean, I normally do because it is part of your draft. I didn't do that as much this year. I just sort of graded the draft for what it is. You understand that you landed Tyreek Hill as part of it. The rest of it, I wanted to try and take the subjectivity out of it and just sort of stick to the facts of what the draft picks were. So what you had was Channing Tindall was your first pick. Tindall is an athletic freak. He takes false steps. He is raw to the position, but he might be the freakiest of all those Georgia linebackers. So there's certainly something to work with. He went in the area I would have expected him to go. You took Esukama, the wide receiver out of Texas Tech. I think that's your most interesting pick. This is a guy who is a big-bodied receiver who has some athletic explosiveness. And when he started the year last year, the first couple games of the year, he was tearing it up. He got banged up a little, but more importantly, the quarterback play there got worse and worse, and I don't think we really saw the best of him. If there's a steal for you in that draft, it's going to be him. You chose him with the 20th pick of the fourth round. Cameron Good, the outside linebacker for Cal, and Skylar Thompson, the quarterback for Kansas State, I don't care about. I mean, if you're grading this draft without the Tyreek Hill consideration, it's like a D. If you're including the Tyreek Hill part of it, you know, it's probably a B+, somewhere in there. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Walt, I'm good.
Good to have you, Robert.
Man, I hate to hear about Coach Ed's like Seminole Ted. I really enjoyed his contribution to your show, man. That's tough. These people I know it happens, but it's tough. It really is.
And he was too young. He was too young, but that's life isn't always fair.
I had no idea how old he is, but I know you know him personally. So couple things, obviously Raiders. I like what the Raiders did. They didn't overreach for anybody, I don't think. Maybe you might think they did, but I don't think they overreached. I think they addressed some key issues, defensive tackle, interior lineman, because I guess Thayer Munford will probably end up inside.
He will. Inside selling insurance.
Oh, really?
That was wrong. That was wrong of me right there.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him. I haven't had a chance to do a lot of research on this, but I tell you, and before I move on to my next subject, tell me about Zach Van Valkenburg. I like him. He didn't check any boxes other than effort, but they signed him as an undrafted free agent, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, well, let's start with your draft first, the guys you actually chose. Logan Bruss. is a guy who I like. He's physical. He's good in the run game. He's a Wisconsin offensive lineman. Those guys generally stick around. Bruss a little more athletic in some ways. I think pass protection is still a bit of an issue. I actually like the Dakobe Durant selection in the fourth round from South Carolina State. I was really curious to see.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Walt. You're on somebody else. That's not the Raiders' picks. The Raiders picked Memphis offensive guard Dylan Parham.
No, sorry, you're right. Damn. You're right. You picked Parham first. Yeah, okay. Parham is the best player you selected by a mile. Parham was a guy I had in my top 100, and the Memphis guard has really good footwork. He's stout. He's not the tallest guy in the world, but I was impressed with Parham. He also participated in the Senior Bowl. He looked good. Then the fourth round, you chose Zamir White. Zamir White ran 4.0, 4.01, something like that. The dilemma with Zamir White is the two pass knee injuries, but at least you're another year removed from that. Neil Farrell is just a big bodied two tech D tackle who I don't care about one way or another. I actually think Matthew Butler, the fifth-round pick, is much more interesting to me than Farrell because Butler has some athleticism. Butler was a guy I was curious to see where he would fall in this draft. I thought that there might be teams that would take a look at him earlier. Munford, to me, is just the throw-in, as is Britton Brown. I mean, I don't love the draft until you consider, you know, what else you added. But I think Parham's a starter. I think White can contribute. Farrell gives you a run plugger, not much more than that. And Butler's the sort of wild card in the deal, that fit the other that fifth round pick that you chose, the 32nd pick.
Well, after breaking it all down, and this is just
Robert, I gotta go. I'm at the top of the hour. Quick break.
WCCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite. That was once just a nursery rhyme, but not so much anymore. Now you can find them just about everywhere, from homes to hotels to even hospitals. At Clark's, we will find the bed bugs and present a plan to eliminate those nightmarish creatures. If you suspect that you have bed bugs, give us a call and set up a free estimate. And don't forget, we have one of the best pest and termite control programs in the business. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspest.com today.
If you're looking for a great set of tires, look no further than Pendleton Tire Company. They're now proud to offer exceptional tires by Yokohama. Remember when your car was new? Well, the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX will give your car that new car feel. Quiet and comfortable. Combine that with the exceptional service you'll receive from Pendleton Tire Company, and you've got a winning combination. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
She's been part of your life from the very start. And that's why we love and honor our mothers. Remember yours this Mother's Day with something special from Reed's Jewelers. Diamonds in a ring, necklace, or earrings are a great choice. Perhaps a new bracelet or a watch. There's something for your mother at Reed's Jewelers, making moms happy for over 75 years. Show your mom your love with a gift from Reed's Jewelers in the center of Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
I've been working here at the Roar for over 5 years, and I'm proud to tell you about the Max Life Change 6-month program because I'm on the program myself. If you're struggling with sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, low energy levels, or you just want to lose some weight in a manageable way, This message is directly for you, and the Max Life Change 6-month program can help you get there. Doing the program, I personally had a chance to see the Max Life Change team in action. They really put their clients through a VIP experience. The program itself is amazing because it combines all the things you need to get healthy under one habit-changing service. You'll be placed on a unique blend of nutrition, dietary, supplemental, and fitness changes, and you get paired up with a live team of health coaches to make sure you go all the way. You can't lose with the Max Life Change 6-month program. I highly recommend them.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334. Online at maxlifechange.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, the wait is over. We're excited to introduce you to a new IPTA member benefit, Clemson Plus. Clemson Plus is a new streaming service that gives you access to exclusive shows, podcasts, and original content. Clemson Plus is only available to IPTA members. So if you've not yet joined IPTA, be sure and join today. Clemson Plus will be accessible on all your devices, including your phone, laptop, and TV. Visit clemsonplus.com to sign up and learn more today.
Hey guys, do you need more energy, more stamina, and to